You're tuned in to Black Mass, the frequency of resistance on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. With me in the studio, well, we've got a couple of CUPW folks here. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name's Mark Roy. I'm the vice president of the Winnipeg local of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers.
And I'm Darren Steinhoff, a shop steward and a mail service courier here in Winnipeg.
Okay, so the reason why we've got you guys in the studio is that, well, there's been a lot of stuff about CUPW and the Modern Post in the news, and we wanted to give you guys a chance to set the record straight.
Right. Well, first of all, I'm glad you brought up that word, the Modern Post. This is a program that the employer is implementing through the post office nationally, and what they're doing is basically changing the technology that they use to sort and sequence the mail. So what they're doing now is whereas before letter carriers would get their mail at a case, their route spread out, you know, with addresses and streets, and letter carriers would just basically, the mail would be mixed up, but to that route, and they'd have time to sort it in the morning, pull it out, and deliver it on their walks. Now they're eliminating that work in the morning by having machines sequence the mail to line of travel. And so they've gone, and so we have this new plant out at the airport that housed these machines that do this, and basically new letter carrier depots throughout the city part of the Modern Post plan. Basically they're eliminating work that type of work in the morning, extending their days, and implementing a new model of delivery, which is whereas before letter carriers would have one bundle of mail, they'd be able to sort in everything into that case, their flyers, their flats, which are like magazines, small packets and stuff like that, lumpy mail, whatever, that couldn't be processed through the machine, and of course the regular letter mail, so that you'd carry basically one bundle in your hand, which made it much easier to see things around you, to deal with doors and gates and, you know, low-lying mailboxes, which sometimes aren't even attached to houses, and all that stuff. And what the employer has done is said, now you get your sequenced mail, you can't touch that, you got to take that out separately. So you have all the kind of lumpy mail and flats, you have to hold that on your forearm, and then you have the sequenced mail, hold that in your hand, and then you have your flyers in between your fingers, then you got a PDT scanner that you have to take out, and then you have all your personal contact items, which require signatures, which you carry separately. And so it creates this multiple bundle system, which is very cumbersome on the street. And as people saw today with the snow out there, when you can't see where you're going and you don't have proper footing and you're juggling things all at once, it makes it extremely hazardous. So what happened is letter carriers, people who have been keeping track of the story have heard, out of one of the new depots called Southwest Depot, which is out at Wilkes, which houses basically four different, let's call them stations, that deliver to basically the south end of the city. They've been having an extremely difficult time. They feel that the work is very unsafe. We do have skyrocketing injuries out there. To the point where WCB has actually red flagged Canada Post because of the amount of injuries being reported, and letter carriers took it upon themselves to protest this new model that's been forced upon them. Workers, along with the union, and we're all the union. I hate unions, using that separation world, but I'll just use it for just the sake that there's these kind of entities that operate, right? Have been saying to the employer since we got word of this new system, which was about a year, and I've been advocating for or arguing against it for about a year and a half, that we want one bundle. One bundle is a safe way to do it. Every worker, every letter carrier on the street will tell you they want one bundle. The employer has completely disregarded us, and they went ahead and implemented this. So workers took it upon themselves to walk off the job in protest, because this is unsafe work and it's causing them injury. And that was at Southwest Depot. In another depot, which is Transcona, that's out in the Kildonan area, letter carriers who deliver out there, they basically what they did is they argued their right to refuse. Under our collective agreement, we have an article that states that you have the right to refuse any unsafe work, and it's an individual thing. You have to do it yourself. You have to say, this work I feel is unsafe, it's jeopardizing my health and safety, and then I refused to do it. And so that's what they did, and they basically had to sit in and occupy their office. So we had two different situations on the same day, different outcomes and different results. So we've basically been dealing with that for the past couple of days. And that's what happened. Sorry to go into that long tirade there. I want to end off by saying there's nothing modern about this modern post. You know, it's an employer's word. It's basically just a way to introduce machinery to extend the workday and rob profit from us. So that's just that's what it is.
Don't apologize for the tirade. I think it's good to put all this stuff into context. Just to talk a little bit about the right to refuse. I know you talked about it being in your collective agreement, but just correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the right to refuse I see it on billboards all the time, where it's almost doesn't every worker technically have that right, although people often get fired for it regardless, but on the billboards they advertise it almost like it's your responsibility as a worker.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's in the Canada Labor Code. There's one under the Canada Labor Code, and then there's our collective agreement, which supersedes, once you get it in a collective agreement,
right.
Supersedes it, and our language is much better.
Right.
Basically, it forces the employer right away to pursue an investigation. They have to do that with a union representative there and the employee, and do an investigation in terms of what the unsafe work is, and then make a decision from there. The language is very clear. It's very strong language, and again, so yeah, every worker does have that right, but under the Canada Labor Code, it's pretty weak. In our collective agreement, it's much stronger.
Yeah, it's also interesting that you mentioned that the workers' compensation has flagged Canada Post now, because that's not coming out in the papers or on TV or on the other radio stations.
Yeah.
Where all that ever comes up is how Canada Post has been ranked as a top employer in Canada.
Yeah, well, that whole process of ranking them as a top, it's basically like 500 corporations getting together and deciding which one will get the badge this year. You know, it's like, it's not exactly an impartial thing, but yeah, I mean, and WCB, I mean, you know that they've gone through this whole campaign about changing their language or their name to Safe Work Manitoba or something like
yeah.
that. You know, taking the word worker out of work Workers' Compensation Board. I mean, it's no surprise that they haven't said this stuff in the media. I mean, you know, Canada Post is, you know, they shake hands together and say, you know, keep this under the rug for now, but we'll give you a stern finger wagon, you know, but that's all they do. I mean, red flagging is just basically saying you're on our radar. It has no teeth.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's not coming out in the media, and I'm not surprised.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit about the job actions, how they went down?
Sure. Basically, I mean, unfortunately, I wasn't there on Monday. Again, I'm a plant worker. I work on the inside in the factory. I kind of tend the machines that sort the mail. So I got a call in the morning, which I'm still sleeping usually because I work nights, but saying that this has happened. And basically, I think what had happened was, I mean, there's been a series of meetings that the workers out at that depot have held, you know, with us, and we've discussed certain possibilities. But this morning was completely spontaneous, and basically what happened is, you know, they went outside for a break. They found that a fellow worker had been suspended for sorting in his sequence mail. And so everything combined, workers took it upon themselves to basically walk outside for a coffee break, and then from there decided that they didn't want to return. And so, you know, that's, you know, I wish I could, you know, labor relations came, which labor relations is basically management, so for people who don't know HR departments at Canada Post. It's kind of these people who want to wear a suit and tie and act like operations when they're simply labor relations came out. And along with some kind of head honchos from operations, and threatened some workers with 5-day suspensions. They kind of laughed at that. And, you know, basically, yeah, just got together themselves, decided that enough was enough, and walked out and stayed outside for a while. Corporate security came, which is, what is it called, SNI?
You know, security, they had,
yes, right. And they came and tried to intimidate some people. Didn't work. And anyway, basically, all in all, it was just a spontaneous kind of work floor action. People had had enough. They decided to walk outside and go home.
And as far as the as far as the shop floor occupation,
the right to refuse. I mean, this is something that the workers, I guess, had discussed. Again, I wasn't part of those discussions. The workers took it upon themselves to come up, to say that this is unsafe work, and we're going to refuse. And until you investigate, then we're going to sit here on our cases and not move. And I'm proud of each and every one of the workers who participated in both actions. I think it was both were extremely smart and well played, and I think it showed a lot of courage and a lot of spontaneity. And I'm happy that this. This is where it is. We need to get this word out, and workers need to let the employer know that they're not going to take it.
So. And I think what needs to be clearly established as well, because the Canada Post's corporate media hacks have been beaking off in the media and spewing just outrageous statements about what the workers have done, and it needs to be corrected. By invoking their right to refuse, those members were not refusing to work. They wanted to deliver the mail.
Right.
They were just simply refusing to comply with the employer's directive that you deliver with multiple bundles of mail. They don't think it's safe. A number of them have sustained injuries and have been working in pain and, falling off of steps and whatnot. So, all they said to the employer was, we want to sort all of our mail into one bundle for the purposes of delivery. They never refused to deliver the mail.
Right.
It was Canada Post's response to, their health and safety concerns that caused the delay in the delivery of the mail, and it's caused the delay in getting the mail out to the customers. And our members are pretty cranked about that, that they're being portrayed that way. Certainly, they're proud of the work that they do. It's very challenging work, but, they've established long relationships with their customers, whether they're a business customer or a residential customer, but they take pride in that work. And when Canada Post says that they were refusing to do their job, they get pretty offended. And I think that they're just escalating the tension in the workplace right now by continuing to, advance that. And certainly we want to correct that on behalf of all of our members, whether they're in Southwest Depot or Transcona Depot or anywhere else in the city. They take pride in their work, and this is hard for them, but they need to protect their health and safety, and we certainly stand by them for that.
You have sort of made my segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about, and that's Mark had mentioned earlier about not wanting to use that division of the idea of workers and union. On this show, we often examine stuff that happens in business unions and whatnot, where there does really seem to be that division, and definitely spontaneous shop floor actions by workers are definitely frowned upon by the staffers and the higher ups and the officers of the union. So I guess I'm just curious how does the CUPW, apparatus, you've said that they're standing by the members, just from the viewpoint of this show, I find kind of surprising, and actually that sounds great. I'm really glad, but is everything sort of moving along? Is the union being fined? What's going on?
I guess maybe to answer it in a couple of different ways. First of all, we've had tremendous support coming forward from, not only our national office, but locals in other parts of the country, members in other parts of the country. We have a blog, the local has a blog, and we've been posting the members' experiences with the new delivery model on the blog, sharing that information with workers in other parts of the country. And, since the actions on Monday and Tuesday, the support that's been coming in has been absolutely tremendous from the other centers. Our national president is going to be in Winnipeg tomorrow to meet with members in both installations. And then we're having a special membership meeting tomorrow night. Two members of our negotiating committee are coming in as well, and we're currently in contract negotiations with Canada Post. And November 25th is a day of action around negotiations, and they've now turned the November 25th action into the other locals in the country to design their actions on November 25th in support of the Winnipeg Wildcats. So, it's been fantastic, and we're quite excited about the support we're getting. And I think Canada Post is going to be getting a pretty clear message, from workers all across Canada tomorrow that are watching very closely what's going on in Winnipeg.
And is this new sorting system, the Modern Post, is it being implemented in other cities as well, or is Winnipeg the sort of testing ground?
Postal transformation, the Modern Post, it's a multi-year expansion program of the employer. So approximately $2 billion infrastructure investment. Some of it is in new equipment and new technologies of sorting machines, which are job killers. Machines are just put in place to eliminate full-time and part-time positions. Other aspects of the transformation are new buildings and new facilities, like we've seen in the $100 million new plant up by the airport, or the new delivery depot in the southwest. Other centers are scheduled for new processing plants. And the rest of it is on, vehicles, buying new vehicles that facilitate the new delivery model.
Have you guys got anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, there's where to begin. right now, the Canada Post has made its application to the Industrial Relations Board to rule it as an illegal work stoppage, which gives them leeway to start doling out the discipline. And this is something that I think we need to get across to people who don't know Canada Post, that think, oh, it's a nice crown corporation. But the employer is quick to discipline and not quick to reason. Reason would stand that, they should have, listened to the workers and just simply said, well, why don't we just do one bundle? So we don't save the hour and a half that we want, but we make workers happy. We make a safer workplace, and we know we can get on with the day and deliver the mail. But instead, they have basically been thick-headed about this whole process, have said, no, we want the full realization of our kind of the profit extraction, so to speak, if you want to call it that. That they want, nope, it's our model. You're going to listen to what we say, and you're going to go out and do it no matter what the cost is. And it's just completely amazing to me that I don't know how these people get hired, but they're in there, and they simply seem to ignore every kind of, reasonable solution to these problems. So that's something that I think the public needs to be aware of, that just to build off what Darren was stating, that it's the workers that run this place. We process the mail, we deliver the mail, we move the mail, and we take pride in that. It's the employer that seems to not want to do that in a reasonable way. So, I just ask the public to, keep an open mind about this stuff. If you do have any questions or anything like that, I would encourage you to talk to your letter carrier, talk to postal workers. You can even call us, visit our local website at www.cupwwpg.ca. You can call the Winnipeg local. It has a number on there. I mean, you just take the time to look into these matters. It's your postal service. It's still a public service, and it needs to remain that way. It's a public sector success story. It's been profitable for 15 years. It just seems like when Moya Green got in, which was the former CEO, that it started plummeting out of control. But then again, she had orchestrated this whole disaster and now split, although I think she's lost her job in Britain or Royal Mail. I don't know if what's going on there, but anyway, she's out. She got a job at Royal Mail, split before this whole thing went into the tubes, which I guess smart on her part. But anyway, we deliver the service, and I encourage the public to fight to keep it that way. Contact your politicians, put pressure on them to talk to the Conservatives. If there's a public action that we hold or a public event, which we get into that stuff, please come out and support your workers, support your postal workers.
And do you guys know the blog address off the top of your head?
It's Workers Struggle with the Modern Post.
Okay.
At blogspot.com. But I mean, just Google Workers Struggle with the Modern Post and it comes up.
Great.
Right away, or visit our website.
Okay. We've been talking with Darren and Mark from CUPW. You've been tuning into Black Mass, Frequency of Resistance on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thanks for coming in and talking, guys. It's
no problem.
Great to have you on.
Anytime.
Thank you.